In a world where medical doctors cover up your symptoms with drugs, you need a better way. Look no further. You found it. The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast.
The Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast is for information purposes only and should not be considered as medical advice. Always consult a physician when trying to get off a prescription medication.
Welcome to the Freedom From Pharmacy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Showalter. I am a certified holistic nutritionist. I am not a doctor, and these claims have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration to prevent, cure, or treat any disease. Today's show is going to be about heart disease. There are 630,000 people who die each year of heart disease. It's utterly tragic because heart disease is preventable and reversible. Your medical doctor does not know what causes heart disease. All he can do is manage your symptoms until they fail and you end up dying of heart disease. So there's numerous causes of heart disease, so I'm just going to go right through them all. Hypertension or high blood pressure. I did a show on high blood pressure, so I'm not going to repeat what I said there. So I'm just going to link in the show notes back to that episode so you can listen to that. Other things that cause heart disease. Congestive heart failure. Now, we've known for a couple hundred years now that this was caused by a B1 or thiamine deficiency. The story is in the 1880s, a young Japanese medical officer named, now I'm going to mess this up, Kanehiro Takaki, arranged the two ships that left Japan on similar voyages but with different diets. The first ship served the usual fare of rice with some vegetables and fish. The second served the crew with meat and milk, in addition to more meat than what was served on the first ship. The results were impressive, with 25 deaths from thiamine deficiency on the first ship and none on the other ship. Japanese admiral eventually adopted the new diet for all the Navy ships. So this is a B1 deficiency. We've known it for a long time, caused congestive heart failure. Cardiomyopathy is another cause of heart disease. Now, Dr. Wallach did 1,300 autopsies on kids in the Qishan province in China who died from cardiomyopathy, and he found that it was a selenium deficiency. Now, that wasn't new even back in the 60s and 70s when he actually did the study. Earlier than that, post-World War II Olympic athletes in Germany were dying of cardiomyopathy, and they found out that it was caused by a selenium deficiency also. So this is not a new concept. It's a selenium deficiency. The selenium works in the muscles and in the heart muscles, so that makes sense. Moving on, coronary thrombosis. This is where a blood clot causes your heart attack. Now, Dr. Wallach sued the FDA for a qualified health claim saying that essential fatty acid supplementation would reduce the risk of thrombotic stroke. This is the same thing because it's caused by a blood clot. When you are deficient in essential fatty acids, your blood tends to clot. So to prevent that, you take essential fatty acids, which lubricates the platelets, and your blood cells don't clot. Very simple to prevent. There's only 19 health claims that have ever been won, and Dr. Wallach has secured 8 of them. So that just shows the research background of Dr. Wallach. Moving on, atherosclerosis, plaque buildup in the arteries. Now, this particular condition accounts for more than half of the heart disease deaths. Now, the medical doctors will put you on statin drugs because they think high cholesterol is the cause of atherosclerosis. However, they are wrong. Well, they say that cholesterol over 200 is high, but if you look at the total cholesterol of the Inuit Eskimos, who live off of whale blubber and seal fat, their cholesterol is between 300 and 500, and they don't get heart disease. So it's obvious that cholesterol is not the cause of heart disease. Now, why is the cholesterol in the arteries? The cholesterol is in the arteries because the cholesterol is patching damage to the arterial lining, which is caused by free radicals and consuming the wrong foods, such as fried foods, oils in a bottle. These things cause arterial damage and inflammation, which causes the cholesterol to be put on top of that as a protective layer so you don't bleed to death. So the foods you need to avoid is fried foods, oils in a bottle, any mayonnaise, salad dressing, cooking oils, also meats with nitrates and nitrites added to it as preservative. These things cause damage to the arterial walls. Now if your arterial walls have plaque on them made from calcium, that's a vitamin K2 deficiency, because vitamin K2 is responsible for getting the calcium where it's supposed to be, and it's not supposed to be in your arteries. So to recap, I'm going to link to the show on high blood pressure. That will give you the supplements that are recommended for high blood pressure. For cardiomyopathy, the recommendation is one Healthy Body Star Pack and two Ultimate Selenium per 100 pounds of body weight, not exceeding 4 bottles of selenium per month. So that's one Healthy Body Star Pack and two Ultimate Selenium from Youngevity per 100 pounds of body weight, not exceeding 4 bottles of selenium per month. For coronary thrombosis, Healthy Body Star Pack. Now, if you actually do have a blood clot you're dealing with right now, then get the Nightly Essence. This is a probiotic supplement. It has natokinase in there, and natokinase will dissolve blood clots. For congestive heart failure, the recommendation to support your body's cardiovascular system, Healthy Body Start Pack, plus de-stress, and make sure that you're avoiding sugar, because sugar prevents the uptake of B1 when you're dealing with congestive heart failure. And for atherosclerosis, Healthy Body Start Pack, Cardio FX, Niacin Plus, and the Ultimate Daily Classic. Now the Cardio FX has herbs in it that will help clear out your arteries. The Niacin Plus will help dilate the arteries in the meantime while you're trying to clean them out. And the Ultimate Daily Classic also is useful for cleaning out the arteries. So to recap, it's not caused by cholesterol. I want to do a whole show on cholesterol in the future, so stay tuned. Follow us on iTunes. And if you have a question you'd like answered on the air, go to freedomfrompharmacy.com and fill out the contact form. I offer free health consultations, same place, at freedomfrompharmacy.com. And to see the products mentioned in this show, head over to freedomfrompharmacy.com and look at this episode's show notes. And you can see all of the Youngevity products by clicking on the store tab. So this is Brian Showalter signing out. We'll see you next time.